On a rainy Thursday lunch hour, Norm Stamper and Ben Wilcox are walking around the flats, knocking on some doors.
Hello.
Hi.
We're here with the Yes on 2 campaign, just handing out some literature and hoping to remind you to vote. And if you have any questions or any concerns with the initiative, we'd be happy to answer them. Or
okay, well, great.
May I ask if you support the initiative?
I do, actually.
Stamper is a retired Seattle police chief, part of a nonprofit organization of current and former police officers, lawyers, and judges called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Before Juneau, Stamper also visited Fairbanks and Anchorage, where he did some door knocking. Most people weren't home, but he did talk to about a dozen people.
We had only one no. The others were yeses or I'm thinking about it. One described it as kind of a ticklish proposition.
Wilcox is a volunteer with a campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol. He's been a bartender in Juneau for 20 years.
I've never had a problem with anybody in my bar that I know is consuming marijuana. You know, I can have that guy sit here for 8 hours, this guy who's drinking tequila, within 2 hours, he's a problem.
Of the hundreds of campaign signs posted throughout the capital city, hardly any say yes on two. The campaign doesn't have any paid staff in Juneau. It has less than a handful of local volunteers. One of them says she can't go public for fear of losing her state job. Wilcox says fear stops a lot of people in Juneau from publicly supporting marijuana legalization.
Unfortunately, people that I've talked to that I know consume, that I know partake in this substance, are afraid to come out. You know, they don't want people in public to know this. They're afraid.
Wilcox says there's no backlash for people who oppose ballot measure 2.
People that come out on the side for can lose their job. They can face, you know, harassment from police officers, they believe. You know, peers, family members, church, all those things can come back to bite them just for saying, you know, a positive thing on this front.
Except for a small office in Anchorage, Yes on 2 efforts around the state have been at a grassroots level. The same is true of the Big Marijuana, Big Mistake, Vote No on 2 campaign. Spokeswoman Hillary Walker says it has volunteers all over the state, including a handful in Juneau.
We have a coordinating committee spread all over the state that met weekly via teleconference. And we had different outreach throughout the state and with different volunteers kind of manning that.
But as far as Walker knows, there have been no events in Juneau. The Yes on 2 campaign has consisted of handing out signs and door hangings. When Wilcox does try to organize an event like a sign waving, hardly anyone shows up.
For me, mostly it's personal contact. Anybody I can talk to, being a bartender in town, I know a lot of people, you know, visually.
While walking down West 12th Street knocking on doors, Wilcox comes across a man he's served over the years.
We're doing some canvassing.
I may not be interested. What are you canvassing for?
Yes on 2.
Yes on
Legalize
2.
And regulate marijuana like alcohol.
No need to talk to me.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Enjoy your day.
Wilcox and Stamper spent early Thursday evening at the hangar on the wharf hoping to talk to opponents of ballot measure 2. But Wilcox says the dozen or so people who did stop to talk had already voted or are planning to vote yes. In the last hours before Election Day, Wilcox just hopes people will be more open about how they feel. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.